harder, Intef said. You're not trying. He stood behind me with his arm hooked around my neck. I was supposed to stomp on his foot as I tried to escape his grip. I don't want to hurt you, I said. I felt, rather than heard, his laugh. You won't. You think I cannot? I twisted around to glare at him. He released my neck and dropped his hand to my waist. Even with one arm, he could keep me pinned against him if he wanted. His eyes were amused and he grinned. Maybe you could hurt me if you actually tried, but you won't. I looked away, not wanting him to read the truth in my eyes. I could hurt him if I really had to. If I thought there was no other choice and I had reason enough to do so. But Intef would never hurt me. I sighed. This is pointless, I said. I couldn't get away from you if you really wanted to restrain me.
You can learn to defend yourself against other men. Not everyone is trained the way Rennie and I are.
When am I likely to need such a thing? I am never without at least one of you.
We have a long way to travel yet, and no idea who we might encounter. I need to know you can protect yourself if you must. And our babe.
He placed his hand against my belly, which wasn't even protruding yet. You know?
You have been vomiting every morning for 2 weeks.
The first time I had woken feeling nauseous, I barely had time to get out from under my blanket before I threw up. The others were concerned, but I waved away their questions. When we left Babylon 4 weeks ago, I had suspected I was with child, but it wasn't until the daily vomiting started that I was sure. Each morning, I woke feeling unbearably ill, but it passed by the time the sun was at its peak. I was going to tell you, but I wanted to be certain first. I hadn't wanted to disappoint him. We would never know whether Sitau, the child who had been born too early and who Intef had named for his father, was really his, but this babe definitely was. It is a daughter. I regretted the words as soon as they were out of my mouth.
Did you?
His voice trailed away, no doubt realizing that if I had taken any tests to determine whether the child was a girl or a boy, such as peeing over unsprouted barley and Emma, he would know. There was little scope for secrets when one travelled as we did. If I had brought trays of seeds with me, they would all know. I dreamed of a girl child. Once, long ago.
Tell me. If you think it was our babe you dreamed of, tell me everything.
I suddenly realized my mistake. How could I tell him that I had seen myself on my knees before Osiris, offering the child up to him? I had no knowledge of the child's fate past that moment, although it hardly seemed likely she would live. In the other future, I had seen myself imprisoned, heavy with child, and knowing that death approached for both of us. I couldn't tell Intef about either dream.
Does this child too have a sad fate? He asked, when I didn't answer.
I dearly wished I could give him the assurances he needed. He had lost so much already, our son, his father, his arm. It was cruel to dangle the promise of a daughter in front of him, knowing that she too would be ripped away. I have seen only a glimpse of her future, and I have no idea what will push her toward one fate or the other. It wasn't quite a lie, but it wasn't really the truth either. You know it never goes well when I try to choose the future that seems most desirable. But was either future really desirable? If I reached that moment where I offered her up to Osiris, at least both the babe and I survived her birth. Perhaps we both survived the other future. Or perhaps neither of us did.